one of the main reasons that I think my daughter in particular and her friends went is because the people from Australia, from the health service in Australia, are actually coming over into places like NUIG, where she attended, and they sold them the dream of sun, sand and sea and better wages and better working conditions. So they did graduate, and five, her and four of her friends, all actually immigrated this year to Australia about 4 months ago. And you know, it was this dream that was sold to them in college that started the ball rolling. So I think we need to start actually looking at the packages for the healthcare workers and those in construction. And this is what Operation Shamrock is about. And it's to at least start the ball rolling and incentivizing and looking at options how to encourage them home again. The Operation Shamrock is for those people that have been working abroad for 2 years. And Aintree's proposal is to try and give them a €5,000 credit to allow for their flights and that deposit to get an apartment if they can get one when they come back. And there's another big issue, and that is it's a Section 17 in the council planning that gives an exemption for planning for people in the construction industry that coming back. And we're trying to open that up and get that used and utilised, that those people from the rural communities can get planning when they come back and not have that hindrance.
Mary T, we hear so much these days about the importance of recruitment when it comes to the healthcare service, and this time of year particularly is a time where our services such as the hospitals and other healthcare settings are seeing a number of delays, and I suppose allowing for those these people to return home to Ireland would hopefully reduce those delays.
100%, and it's a ratio of the number of speech therapists to the number of clients in the areas that we have. We're not picking up on many people in our community, especially in the children, that should be identified in the formative years from 0 to 7. You know, and these people are being missed by the system, and it's actually cruel because it's putting so much pressure then on the speech and language therapists. Whereas if there was enough employed, we need to increase the courses to employ so that we have a steady flow of OTs, of speech and language, of all the health services that are needed, and the SNAs. We need to increase the numbers of people being qualified in those areas to get the specialism help in when it's needed, where it's needed. At the moment, it's random and it's hit and miss.